Before I begin speaking, I'd like to first welcome a very dear God brother who's come this evening to the shower of Google. Please welcome him here. I haven't seen him for quite some time. We joined practically the same time. Maybe I joined a little bit earlier. It wasn't much. Maybe a few months earlier. In Boston Temple, 1973. No, it came in February 74.
72.
Huh?
72.
72? No, was it 72?
Long time ago.
Okay.
And Maharaj took me under his wing. But I still remain a devotee.
And I'm always very happy to see him. If I wasn't sitting right here, I'd immediately get up and embrace him. So, please welcome him here. And it's his wife, Parvati. You've been a very dedicated householder devotees for how many years? 35 years.
It's a great attainment.
And all their children are all devotees.
No, we have a grand.
Grandchildren now too.
Grandson,
Murari. How many children?
Four.
Four kids, one grandson.
She's into the grandson thing.
Does it feel good? Or?
Great.
I have a few things I have to speak about this evening. Different topics. But I'll put them all together somehow. I've been requested by the GBC Executive Committee to speak about one topic this evening. I'm sure many of you probably already know about it, and for those who may not be aware of it, about the current court case. Does anyone not know about it? Okay, all right. So there's a few people who may not know about it. But directly, obviously impacts me because it's in Russia. And that's my public dish. And not only could it have an impact on Russia, but it could have an impact on other neighboring countries as well, who could easily, if there's a negative decision, which is quite likely at this particular stage of the game. Well, maybe for those who don't know what I'm speaking about, I'll read this first, and then I'll. So this was sent out and requested for everyone to present today. Dear devotees of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. On Monday, December 19th, in Tomsk, Russia, a historic court case is taking place. Some of our movement's detractors are making a major court case attempting to establish that Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is extremist literature, and on these grounds have it banned throughout the country. The implications for ISKCON in Russia and even in the former USSR are far-reaching. If the devotees lose this case, all Srila Prabhupada's books may be banned because they are full of quotations from the Bhagavad Gita. Seeing all of our activities are based on Bhagavad Gita, it could conceivably lead to attempts to close our movement in some places. The prosecutors are pushing this absurd case with great determination and vigor. There have already been 3 court hearings in which the testimony of the so-called, quote, experts gathered by the prosecutors was recognized as being inadequate. However, the prosecutor's office has requested new testimony, not from well-known experts on Hinduism from Moscow, but from some unknown academics from a local Siberian university. This move clearly suggests that a particular court decision is being engineered Your approach brings to mind the inquisitions of the Middle Ages, witch hunts, and the burning of books and persecution of dissidents during the Soviet period of Russian history. Please announce at your Sunday feasts that the program is being offered to the Lord as an appeal that, if he so desires, he may help the devotees win this case. The GBC Executive Committee also hereby requests all ISKCON devotees to sign an online petition which will be presented to the court on Monday, showing international support for Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. Please sign it at, and for those who need the address, I have extra pieces of paper here. If we don't already have it, it can be given to you. That's the address where the petition is. It is in both English and Russian. And please pass the link out to your friends and encourage whoever you can to sign. We also request all the followers of Srila Prabhupada to pray to Lord Krishna and Lord Nrisimhadev to protect his movement in Russia and to help the devotees' efforts in court there to be successful. Hoping this meets you well, Hare Krishna, your servants, the GBC Executive Committee, and the members of that committee are Hridaya Chaitanya Das, who is the chairman, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, and Tamohar Das. So, probably needs no commentary. I think it's clear. Or maybe I could say just a few things in addition, since I'm definitely in tune. The court case is tomorrow. Scheduled for 2 days only. And it appears, as being suggested here, that the decisions has already been in taken. It's not really a court case, but they've already brought their academics from a local Siberian city who are not very, they're not even Indologists or they're just academics, supposedly. And the persons in Moscow who are fully conversant, they've not been called to take part. So although it may appear to be like a local court case in Siberia, which is where it could have an impact throughout the whole country, because what starts in one court could easily lead to further implications elsewhere throughout Russia, and very easily it could spread to other neighboring countries as well. It's quite likely, in my conversation with Bhakti Vigyan Goswami, who is overseeing this event, he says it's quite likely that this petition will not have any direct impact on the outcome of the case tomorrow. But still, it's necessary to gather as many signatures, especially internationally, as possible. And it just so happened that the Prime Minister of India yesterday, or the day before, I can't remember. Day before yesterday, he's in Russia, meeting with the President of Russia. And we don't know yet, but there was some indication that he may possibly bring this up in his conversation with the President. But it appears that obviously that if there's no immediate action taken, as I said, even that all this online petition will not change the outcome, but obviously Russians' relationship with India, especially in India, if there is some outrage, not extremist outrage, we don't want to incite further extremist behavior, but at the same time, if there is outrage about Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita being banned, it could definitely change the outcome in the future, and it could be obviously a very good opportunity for us to gather support and to overturn the decision in the court, which therefore they're requesting this petition to be signed, And also, if all of you can be prepared, if necessary, to possibly write some letters on behalf of Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita and on behalf of our society, which may be necessary after the court case is finished. That would be helpful. And especially what's being asked here is your prayers. That something like this can be averted, and hopefully, as we said, even if there is some negative outcome, it could be overturned later in court. The implications are very far-reaching. It basically, it could, it's not just banning a book. Obviously, it's banning, if the book is banned, that means you can't speak about it in public either, which will have an impact upon our lecturing, our preaching, which may have an impact also on the existence of our temples. This is Russia. Maybe somebody here could speak about it. Ishwara Kumar, he knows he's from the Soviet Union. He knows what the potential is in these countries. It's not as democratic as it may appear, or as they're trying to present to the West. There's still a lot of control going on in the background, and especially towards religious activities, as we've seen, even also just last week in Hungary. Also, there was not the same, but in Hungary, the government is trying they have, I think they passed a law where they're only allowing the existence of 14 churches in the country that existed 1895 or prior in Hungary. And anything that existed after 1895 or was incorporated after 1895, they have to be re-registered and they have to be approved by 2/3 vote of the parliament before they'll be accepted as a religious organization again, which is, with over 300 religious organizations in Hungary and 14 approved, that means mathematics, there's 286 that have to apply again for their religious status. And of course that also has a big impact on us, because we're the only religious organization in Hungary that has agricultural land. We have our farm project in Nyugodzsdam, where there are, 250 hectares, about 500 acres of land, agricultural land and pasturing land. And while this whole decision is being made, procedure to re-register, the land no longer will belong to ISKCON. If we don't exist, then it doesn't belong to ISKCON. And there are, I think, at least 100 devotees there. How many? 150 devotees there. How many cows?
30 or more cows and oxen.
30 or more cows and oxen. We could lose all of that. So, these are some of the events that are taking place. And there was a petition last week also that was presented to the parliament. I think the petition, what is the date, cutoff date?
Tomorrow,
isn't it? The 19th?
Yes, they're voting in Parliament tomorrow.
So I think they have about 40,000 signatures on the petition right now, something like that. They need 50,000. So they need 10,000 more. If any of you haven't signed that petition for Hungary, that is also online. And I can give you the link for that. So that's a little update of current events. And that fulfilled. And if anybody needs a link, this piece of paper shows the link where you can go to the online petition, and there's more details as well online. This evening, I was going to chat to the Bhajan and speak a little bit from it. So I'll pass out song books.